So next week or this week, we are celebrating Halloween. So we'd love to hear what you think about Halloween, your memories about Halloween. Who wants to start?
Sean would love to start. When I was a child, we used to go out and trick or treat. But my neighborhood was a little different. It had a lot of hills, so it was a little more difficult to get around. So one of my neighbors had an ATV, a four-wheeler, and he would attach like a small, what are they called? No, not a bucket, like a
Like a
long,
hatch?
no.
A cart.
Yes, exactly. They were attached a large cart, like a hayride,
Oh,
a wagon of sorts. And all the kids would get into the cart, and he used to just drive around to each house and then unload 30 kids onto one house at a time. So that's my childhood memory of Halloween. Would anybody else like to say anything about it?
Yeah, I had really fond memories of Halloween. When I was younger, we used to go to the pumpkin patch and we would pick out the best pumpkin. We'd get really excited and go home and carve it out. And we would do really silly designs on, and it's a tradition that I now carry on with my kids. And that was a lot of fun for me.
Nice. I also have really fond memories of Halloween. I would say I used to really, really like trick-or-treating with my family. So when I was super little and we were trick-or-treating with our cousins, we would always go to my grandma's house and we would walk around together and see who could get the most candy. And then at the end of the night, we would all trade and see, who hated this candy or who loved this candy when we would all trade with each other. But when I got a little bit older, and family was less cool. It was more about my friends. My friends and I would go to this place called Beacon Hill in Boston because that's where the rich people live, and they would give you whole bars of candy, and that was the place to be.
Yes, I remember.
Except there were also a lot of college students in that area, so we were eighth graders going to these houses, and then they would ask us, "You're not college students asking for candy, are you?" And we were just so confused at the time. We were like, "No, I'm 13."
That's so
but really
cool.
fun memories, yeah.
I have to admit, the one thing that has carried over throughout all these years is the love of candy, obviously. And the best, at least I know in the States, on November 1st, all of the candy in all of the stores is super cheap.
Oh, yeah.
They're essentially giving it away because they have too much candy.
Yeah.
So that's when you have to get your candy when you're old. If you're
Yeah,
not allowed to
that's
trick or
true.
treat because you're 20 years old, and nobody wants a 20-year-old dressed up as a ninja walking into their house, the best is to definitely go get that candy November 1st.
That's true. Well, now, for me, what Halloween represents to me would be I'm carrying on the traditions, like I said before, to my children. So I love dressing up. This sounds really corny, but I like to dress up like as a theme. So my husband, myself, and the kids. This year we're gonna be Among Us. So that's gonna be really cool because that's a game that everybody is playing, even in Spain and in America. But yeah, we're all dressing up as different characters from Among Us. So that's
That's a
gonna be
really good
cool.
idea. I
Yeah.
love those family type of costumes. Those are really cute.
Yeah.
I think for me, Halloween now is more, it's less about the candy and it's more about, like you said, the dressing up. So now that I'm older and, I'm not around my family around them as much anymore because that's typically when I'm still in school, when I was in college. It was just a time for us to dress up as fun things that we liked or just different people from pop culture that year and just have a good time. And that's
Yeah.
kind of what it's evolved into for me.
Yeah. And just a last question. This year we are working on films at the school. So which Halloween horror movie would you recommend as the scariest ever?
I actually just read an article online today, and it said they scientifically tested a bunch of horror movies, and the scariest one, it was either Insidious or called Sinister. And I always get those two confused.
Okay.
But one of them was number one, and one of them was number two.
So either or, it doesn't matter.
And I think in my head, I've seen both of them. And I think they were both scary. I can't remember, because I don't know which one is which. But in my opinion, no, in science's opinion, those two are the scariest films.
I would say, for me, the scariest film... See, when I was young, I grew up during Chucky time, the Chucky, and being young, that was frightening. I remember I had to sleep with the light on because I was terrified. I see that now and it's kind of funny, but as a child, I remember being terrified at Chucky. But I recently saw It, and I thought it was pretty scary.
Yeah. So. Scary. Well, I'm a baby, so I don't watch scary movies. I cannot handle them.
You're
I
chicken.
Don't like them. Absolutely. So you know what my favorite are? Those Disney Channel original movies, those Halloween themed
Halloween
movies.
Town.
You know, I'm talking about Halloween Town. You know, I'm talking about Twitches,
Rocky Horror.
Twitches too. Rocky Horror, and just that's what I grew up on. I was never a big horror movie person, so